There's no Republican primary in Wisconsin this year. The party here is firmly behind President Donald Trump and even blocked other Republicans from getting on the ballot. As Sean Johnson reports, a lot has changed in the 4 years since Wisconsin Republicans made a last-ditch effort to stop Trump.
By March of 2016, the once enormous GOP presidential field had dwindled. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's presidential bid was a distant memory by then. Trump was surging. But there was another Republican in the race who, in theory, had a chance at stopping him. Texas U.S. Senator Ted Cruz.
Now, what makes you think that you can win Wisconsin?
Well, because you got good people here who are fed up with what's happening in Washington and are ready for a real change.
When Charlie Sykes, the former conservative talk radio host for WTMJ Radio, effectively kicked off Cruz's Wisconsin primary campaign in 2016, he told him he'd do whatever it takes to help stop Trump. And Sykes kept his word. Other Republicans, like Congressman Glenn Grothman, would come on his show and attack Trump.
If your 8-year-old child behaved that way, you'd wonder if there was something wrong with them. You'd chastise them. This is the President of the United States.
The experience left a mark on Sykes, who has since left the airwaves in southeast Wisconsin. He's a never-Trump conservative, but today he doesn't have much company. Sykes keeps a photo of Ted Cruz from that campaign on his wall as a reminder.
I keep that picture up because it's so ironic. What's happened to Wisconsin since then, what role Ted Cruz has played since then, and it's kind of, it feels like a postcard from another world.
What's happened is that a party that once scorned Trump now embraces him. To fully appreciate this, it helps to look back at where they started. In 2016, Cruz had endorsements from Walker and other prominent Republicans. Trump had Van Mobley, the president of the Wisconsin village of Thiensville, a community of about 3,100 people. Mobley says he thinks other Republicans were slow to warm to Trump because they saw him as a threat.
The GOP establishment in the state, and by that I mean Paul Ryan, Scott Walker, Reince Priebus, they had imagined a lot of futures. And a lot of those futures were with themselves at the center of the Republican Party.
Jay Weber, the conservative talk radio host for WISN Radio, says he didn't like Trump at first because he was abrasive and brash. But unlike Charlie Sykes, Jay Weber says his feelings on Trump began to change. Trump rolled back executive orders from former President Barack Obama, pushed deregulation, and signed a major tax cut. Today, Weber supports Trump and thinks people like Sykes are the ones who've changed.
Donald Trump has accomplished all sorts of things that Charlie Sykes and Bill Kristol and these other never-Trumpers said they wanted to get accomplished over the last 30 years as conservatives.
The Wisconsin primary of 2016 seems like ages ago now. Ted Cruz won Wisconsin and said he'd stay in the race as long as he had a path to the nomination. But a month later,
I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
The Wisconsin GOP plan to stop Trump fell apart. Sykes admits he was wrong about Wisconsin that year. He thought it could be a game changer.
Well, I certainly thought it would be. I wasn't necessarily part of a strategy, but I did think that we were going to be this firewall of rationality. Instead, it turned out to be a minor speed bump.
Trump kept on going and took voters with him. He won just 35% of the vote in that 2016 Wisconsin primary. Today, the latest poll from Marquette University found Trump had a job approval rating of 95% with Wisconsin Republicans. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.